Here we go, the holy game. Ready?
Okay.
Holy moly.
Holy Blackbeard.
Holy guacamole.
Holy complications.
Holy rusted metal Batman.
Holy flytrap.
Holy Sid Caesar's ghost.
Holy agility.
Holy frijoles.
Holy hardest metal in the world.
Oh. Holy hole in the ground in Wisconsin. That is a great hole.
Holy uncanny photographic mental processes. Till we take out the garbage, we can send the base. One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Till we take out the garbage, we can send the base. One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Comprehensive list of the 368 holy explanations which were uttered by Robin in the 1960s.
Exclamations. Yeah.
Yeah. All the ones I said.
Okay.
Because I'm not as witty as you are, just saying things. That I'm glad I landed on that last one.
Holy uncanny
photographic mental processes. Which means he said that. I want to see the episode where he said that.
So these are TV Batman?
The 1960s Batman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. this one, Holy Steam Valve, also uttered by Alfred in concern over a kidnapped Robin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I'm going to just interrupt you. This is my favorite one. Holy Robert Louis Stevenson.
So, holy rusted metal Batman, that was also Robin. That was from the George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell Batman and Robin.
So it was not the 60s one.
Yeah, the glorious, wonderful blockbuster film of like 1996.
I want to read all 368 of these.
368, Jesus.
Holy human pressure cookers?
What?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that for real? Doesn't make any sense.
Holy hors d'oeuvres. That's what I'm going to say coming up here pretty soon. Holy Holocaust. What?
Jesus Christ.
Come on,
Robin.
Man, that's insensitive.
That's...
All right, I'm putting this away. We're just going to talk about this all night.
Isn't Adam West dead?
He did. He just died.
He just died?
Yeah. Like
that's crazy.
A month ago?
Yeah.
2 months ago?
That's right.
It was this summer, though. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. That was a Catholic. What do you call that when you do your finger to your forehead, then your chest, and then...
I don't know. Being Catholic.
It's like head, chest, tit, tit, or what is it? How does the saying go?
Is it for doing the Catholic thing or how to put on perfume?
is it the same thing? I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing.
Well, it probably isn't.
Okay. Well, what's the one that you know?
Well, for the way Hannah's mom, Hannah that I went to middle school and high school with, the way her mom taught her to put on perfume was pit, pit, crotch, tit.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's the Catholic one.
I don't think that's a Catholic one either.
I don't know. I can't remember. Anyways,
it would be shoulder, shoulder, forehead, tit.
Which tit?
The middle of it.
The middle of your tit?
Cleavage.
Okay, cleavage then.
Cleavage.
All right, so
I think that's correct.
Catholics, you heard it here first. That's your mnemonic. That's how you...
Shoulder, shoulder, forehead, tit, cleavage.
Tit, cleavage.
Tit, cleavage. Oh, I don't know if you have cleavage somewhere else. I don't know.
I don't know. Some people have butt cleavage.
Yeah.
What if you accidentally did that instead?
You might get like a cramp in your arm.
It's a sign of the devil.
You get to go really fast. Ooh, butt cleavage. You might get a Charlie horse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's an entirely different thing.
It is.
So we came here to discuss, well, first of all, how does it feel to be, this is like the first podcast in like four podcasts that it's been just us two. How's that feel?
You know, it feels good.
It feels good.
Fresh.
Yeah.
And it feels warm.
You have a sweater on, sweatshirt.
I am hot.
Well, take your hoodie off.
No, it's a lot of work.
I'll take my hoodie off if you take yours off.
That's how things get started.
What?
We'll have to end this podcast early.
Do we have to start the TMI zone already?
Yes.
So we've decided to instill something called the TMI zone when Haley gets a little too TMI for this podcast. So
we'll be working on that.
We'll be working on that. I'll be warning you as we go along.
Yeah.
So speaking of TMI zone, we visited a giant hole in Wisconsin.
We did. We went into Gabo's hole.
Gabo's hole. Thank you, Gabo. I think that's his name.
It was G-A-B-O.
That's what his name tag says?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Gabo.
Gotcha. I didn't see his...
It was Gabo.
It was Gabo.
Gabo.
Gabo. Hey, Gabo.
Well, because when they were like...
Yeah.
Backtrack. We went to Cave of the Mountains.
Oh, yeah, that.
That was the hole that we went into.
Yeah.
And, the girls that were announced, you know, not announcing, but they were like, hey, we're going to Cave of the Mountains. You're going to watch a short video and your tour guide, Gabo, is going to be in. And I was like, are they saying Gavo?
Yeah, I didn't.
Or Gabo?
Yeah, I didn't. I couldn't tell what they were saying either.
I wanted to raise my hand and be like, are you saying V as in Victor or B as in Victor?
M is in Mancy. Yeah. So what did we learn about caves at Cave of the Mountains?
There are stagmites and stalactites.
Stalactites and stalagmites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
which ones are which?
Stalactites hang tight to the ceiling and stalagmites. Grow, they might touch the ceiling.
Yeah. Yep. You got it.
I remember Gabo told me that.
Also, another mnemonic I knew was that mites go up, then tights go down. Right?
I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
I suppose if you're like undressing, tights go. But you think tights have to go up first.
Well, no. But mites go up, tights go down. If the mites go up,
ants in the pants?
Yeah, you got it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well,
what else? We saw a reflection pool. We saw, so this was, how many million years old was this cave?
I don't know. I don't remember that part of the video.
So it's when so caves are formed when, the water table does something. If there's...
There's a cave formed a really long time ago, and then these miners on August 4th, 1939.
Yeah. Was it farmers, right?
Whatever. They were digging a hole.
Yeah.
And they found a cave.
Okay, yeah.
On August 4th, 1939.
I know they were miners, yes. But yes,
I remember 39. That date, though.
Yeah.
Specifically.
How do you remember?
I don't know, because I remembered, I was like, wow, that was like 20 days ago.
Oh.
It was like the anniversary.
Okay.
That's how I was like,
wow.
That's all I don't know.
You have such a good memory.
I know. Yeah, no. And they found the Cave of the Mountains.
Yeah.
And now you can go to it. It's $1,795 a ticket per adult.
So, you know, get on that.
It's everything's wet.
Yeah. Oh, and it's chilly.
It's cold.
I think it was in the like 60s, low 60s, upper 50s.
Yeah. Like in some parts. Yeah. Like I said, everything was really wet.
Yeah.
I got a lot of cave kisses.
Yeah, cave kisses. That's just water dripping on people.
I like the parts that were different colors.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Well, it's crazy. You go down deep enough. And it's so completely dark.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, how often do you see complete darkness?
Never.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. It was, though, because he turned off the light and he was just like, yeah, put your hand in front of your face. You're not going to see it.
Yeah. Actually, and did you do that, actually?
Yeah.
When he said, so did I. Yeah.
And then he's just, he was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
He was like, raise your hand if you want me to turn the light back on. I'm sure they all have the same jokes.
Yeah.
But, okay, Gabo, he was young.
Yeah.
He was probably like 18 at the oldest.
No, I'd say like early 20s.
Whatever. He was young, though.
Sure.
And, but a guy asked him how long he'd been doing it, noticed. And he said all summer.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm actually really impressed that he learned all that stuff in one summer.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, I agree.
I was very impressed. Because I wouldn't be able, I'd be walking around with a book and be like, stagmite things.
Yeah, I wonder how much training they have to go through.
Right.
It's, I mean, it's a pretty decent cave. What did you think about the Narrows? That was a little like,
I just
claustrophobic.
Got a little bit.
Yeah.
I get it because my arms kept hitting the rock and I'm like, awesome. I'm the reason that part of the rock's not going to open anymore.
I know.
Good, but I was wearing like clothes. It wasn't like my skin didn't touch it, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't touch the rock.
It was pretty cool. It's a national treasure. I don't know what they call it. National monument.
Is it a landmark?
Landmark. That's it. National landmark.
Yeah.
Yeah. In your backyard. If you live in Wisconsin and your backyard is Cave of the Mounds, then it's just right in your backyard.
You might have a cave under you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got a sinkhole?
You might have a cave. You
might have a cave.
Yep. Go get in that hole.
Yep.
Just dive deep.
Just ask Gabo to take you in.
Hey, speaking of Gabo, no, actually not speaking of Gabo, but you want to just do some drinking?
Yes.
All right. Buffy's very lovey over there.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, and also after our Cave of the Mounds excursion, we went to the Grumpy Troll Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
And the last time we went to the Grumpy Troll was what, like 5 years ago?
Yeah, like five. That's, I mean,
and I would
like
say I was not a beer drinker. That was like my first time going to like breweries at all.
Right.
And I hated the beer. I thought it tasted like it came out of a Grumpy Troll.
Yeah.
This time, it was a little better.
Yeah.
Only some of them tasted like it came out of a Grumpy Troll.
And they had a sour, which you were down with.
Yeah. It was a sour amber. Too.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yep. All right.
So this Good for the Gut segment, we are going to dive into some different IPAs. So these are all single hopped IPAs from Revolution Brewing. The first one is Crystal Hero. Second one is Amarillo Hero. Third one is Tropic Hero, featuring the, said names of hops. So start with Crystal.
Sure. Okay. How come we only have two glasses and three beers?
Well, because there's two people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We won't be sharing tonight, sharing the same glass.
No. Here, is this good?
Yep.
Too much?
It's probably too much, but that's okay. All right. I'll just down it.
All right.
I'm not even going to smell it yet. I'm going to wait for you.
So, and these are all, single hopped IPAs, I should, I think.
So right? We're doing or this pails. Because I don't know the IPAs. Difference between hops.
And neither do I, really. So we're going to catch some, I don't know exactly what's behind these beers. Because really, what I would like to do someday, if I ever had just a lot of time to kill and a lot of money and a lot of supplies,
mm-hmm.
is do a bunch back to back where it's like you start an IPA at the beginning of the boil of that hop, add some like in the middle, some more at the end, and then dry hop it with that hop. Mm. So you can get the, like the full hop experience. But anyways, here. This is Crystal Hero.
Crystal Hero.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've smelled this smell before.
Yeah. Okay.
Bitter.
It is bitter.
Bitter.
It is bitter.
So, tastes bitter. Like crystals.
Yep. It tastes like crystals. Mm.
Crystal blue persuasion. It's not blue, though. It's like gold.
Yeah.
Golden blue persuasion.
This That's is good. What right. I'm trying to think of the words to describe hops in general. I mean, you got your citrus, you got your like earthy, you've got your.
I have no idea how to explain. Like I could.
Soup like really bitter. You've got your. I don't know.
I don't know. It just tastes like hops to me.
Yeah.
It's bitter.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do people like bitter? I don't understand. Isn't it like. Aren't we biologically programmed to hate bitter? Well, that's why they put bitterants in like things that kids huff.
Yeah, why kids, why are you huffing shit? Here, let me drink the rest of yeah, that. Pour drink the rest of pour that. Just a little tiny bit of Amarillo.
Okay.
So the next one is Amarillo. What are some of the hops that we brew with? That was a really awful pour. You should
I'm sorry.
So it was like the tiniest pour and it was the hugest head.
It's like 2 inches of head.
Yeah.
And like a quarter inch of beer.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I do the nose trick. Do you guys know the nose trick?
Yeah.
It's gross. But it works.
About the nose trick.
So if you ever pour a beer with too much head, you take your finger and you wipe your nose. Well, not like in your nose, like touch your, like the bridge of your nose and get the oil from your nose.
Pick your nose.
On your fingers and then touch the foam and it'll make the foam fucking disappear like a magic trick.
Yeah. No, it actually, I'd say it works.
It works. It's gross though, but I've done it in public and I don't give a fuck.
Haley doesn't give a fuck.
I don't. I got a greasy ass nose and it's getting rid of beer foam.
Is there anything that you give a lot of fuck? About
yeah I think I give a lot of fucks about a lot of things but there are things that I think people are really surprised about I don't think that this is the time or the place to talk about what I give fucks about because there are some things I have really strong feelings about.
Well, let's get into it after this beer.
Really?
Well,
I might have to pee.
You know, okay. I mean, you can always take a break.
Oh, more better.
Yeah.
What's this one?
Amarillo.
I know.
Okay.
It tastes like it came out of an armadillo. Amarillo. I don't like it.
This one is definitely... It sits on the back of your tongue more.
Yeah, it does.
It's more... I would say it's more of a, almost like a grapefruit, is what I would say. This is Amarillo.
Ugh, horrible.
Well, that's interesting. That's, you know, this is actually kind of illuminating.
The crystal one was it was doable. I could drink it.
Yeah.
And only make a face towards the end. This, no, okay, Amarillo, bad. Not doing it.
Okay.
Crystal I can handle. The other one's Tropic? That sounds nice.
Well, let's give it a whirl.
Drink that.
Okay. So this is Tropic.
Yeah. While you pour.
Okay.
Be right back.
All
right.
I'll keep you guys entertained while she's gone. So, did I ever tell you guys about the time that I was a young child, and, here's a good one. There's this time, so my dad, never let us have a pet, but, so that's another story, but he always told me that if we ever had a dog, There, so also when I was young, there were like two Asian grocery stores in town, and they would sell these durian candies that were brown, and the kind of, you know, I would say misshapen, but he would always say that I should impress my friends by putting the candy out while the dog is tied up, and then just on the ground, and then pick it up and be like, I'm just eating some dog poop. He said I would impress my friends.
What the fuck did I just walk into?
Food for thought. Would that impress you?
Would you guys be impressed if Dave pretended candy was dog poop?
And I ate it.
And he ate it? And it was, did I hear you say durian candy?
Yeah, durian candy.
So it would smell like poop.
Well.
But your friends wouldn't taste it.
The durian smell for the candy.
The candy was tame.
It was fairly tame. All right, let's try this. Ooh, that burp tasted like a nice hop.
Mine tasted like tacos.
We also had Mexican earlier. Mexican
bitter
fusion.
Lucha Cantina.
Yeah.
All right, Tropic. Did you just finish it?
No, I downed your Amarillo.
Okay, I have Tropic though, right?
You do.
Okay. Give it a good whiff.
Yeah. What'd you think about the smell? Same?
Oh. I definitely smell a difference in them.
Yeah, this one is it's really hard to explain the difference in smell, but I can also tell the difference.
I don't know if I might have to go back to the crystal between these two.
Yeah.
This one might be more bitter, but
yeah,
I think it tastes a lot like the crystal.
This one's almost like a creamier taste, so I wonder if it's just in general a tamer hop.
Maybe.
I don't think Tropic is a very popular hop.
Honestly, I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Until this.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many hops.
So many.
Crystal and Amarillo are pretty typical. Actually, for our green tea honey beer that we're talking about doing, I was going to use some Amarillo.
Oh.
Maybe not anymore.
Maybe use some Crystal. All right. Okay. What about Hallertau?
Hallertau?
That's in like a lot of Belgians, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we could. We could try anything, really.
Sriracha Ace.
All right, sure.
Is that the actual name of the hop? Because I know there's a beer.
Yeah, it's the hop.
That's Sriracha the hop, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was like a Sriracha and then the beer.
Oh, is like Ace? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Sriracha Ace, is it?
What other? That's all I got. Ooh, burps.
I like talking. And just in the middle of talking, just kind of burping my way through a sentence.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
I have seen about 2.5 episodes of Rick and Morty. Yeah.
What's your opinion of Rick and Morty?
It's like... I don't know. It's like Back to the Future meets Futurama.
Okay.
Meets It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Like, I'll buy it. Okay.
I'd rather just watch Adventure Time.
Adventure Time is a wonderful show. I do not know how he comes up with the ideas for that show.
I don't
show
know. And supposedly there was another new season.
Uh-huh.
But it was not on Hulu yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to watch it, and I feel like Adventure Time needs to be a show that's on for the rest of my life instead of it ending.
Yeah. Agreed.
I would like it to be on forever.
What's the guy's name? Pendleton Ward?
Sure. That sounds right.
All right. We'll say that.
I just know the character names. I don't know the people's names.
And they have good... they have awesome guest voices.
Yeah.
And
like, I want to know what I'd look like as a character.
Yeah.
Would I be a human? What would I be? I think I'd be a cat.
Really?
I wouldn't be Cake the Cat.
I just think of you as a princess.
Aww. That was so cute and sweet of you to say.
Would you, but
cat
would you,
princess.
The cat princess. All right.
Ooh, maybe I'd be an octopus. I'd want to be an octopus. Octopus princess.
That's a weird thing to...
Because octopi are my first favorite animal.
Wait. What about ducks?
They're like four.
Four?
Number four.
What about cats?
Two? Like, I love cats. They're coming a close second to octopi. Yeah.
Sloths?
They're like in the top 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What would be number three? Enough. We figured out one, two, and four. What's number three?
I don't know.
Right now it's turkeys.
Turkeys? Oh, come on.
We have turkeys. I don't know if you'd call them a family of turkeys. It's two. Okay. In our neighborhood.
It's a modern family.
We have a modern family of turkeys in our neighborhood. They're two single mom turkeys and then they each have babies, but one... I know this because first there was just the one mom turkey and she had babies.
Right.
And then, so I watched them get bigger and then they kind of became like tween turkeys. And then another mom turkey showed up with little babies again.
Yeah.
So now the tween turkeys are teenager turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And now the baby turkeys of the second single mom turkey are tweens.
Yeah.
And we see them all over the place. But there's no man turkey. Maybe they have the same dad.
Is he in jail? He's in jail.
He's in turkey jail.
What does turkey jail consist of?
Getting your head cut off and becoming a butterball. He got
my stomach. It's a jail turkey jail.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
whatever. Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. I love all animals for the most part.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't love snakes.
No?
No.
Mice?
Mice are okay.
Yeah.
As long as they're not like running around in my walls.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Komodo dragons?
Yeah.
Have you seen a Komodo dragon in real life?
In a zoo.
Okay. Did you go with me? That time that I'm pretty sure you didn't. I'm pretty sure this is before you went to Bali.
I did not see a Komodo dragon in Bali.
Okay. All right.
I saw one at like the San Diego Zoo. That's where I saw one.
All right. No, I'd seen him in Bali. There's this like lizard emporium.
Sorry. All right.
Which one was it? Was that the tropic?
Yum.
Oh.
It was warm.
Okay.
Got warm. Anyways,
so Komodo I was at this lizard emporium. It was totally shitty, like side of the road kitsch.
So you know those things were getting like abused.
Yeah, totally not treated right. And then so first of all, they also had these giant fucking crocodiles. They were fucking frightening. Anyways, we just kind of walked around, saw some snakes, Komodo dragons, crocodiles. The dudes who ran this place, they would just like, if the animals weren't, I don't know, showy enough, they just like hop into the enclosure and poke the animals with sticks and shit. I was like, dude, even then I remember being like,
not cool,
but I was too young for any of my, and I didn't speak anything at that time.
Yeah, because if anything, you're just going to be a kid yelling in English.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, he likes it. Keep poking.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But now, sabi sab prabasa Indonesia. Sitikit.
That means a little bit. Sitikit.
Yep.
Anyways, yeah. No, I realize turkeys are not my third favorite animal. It is the crocodile/alligator. Because really, who knows the fucking difference? But I love crocodiles and alligators.
Yeah. What draws you?
I don't know. I love them and I hate that people eat gator meat. It's not cool.
Hmm. What makes it okay to eat chickens and cows for you? I'm curious.
I don't know. Honestly, because I think it's just something I was raised on.
Mm-hmm.
So my little brain is like, that's okay to eat those. Because it's not even like when I see like a cow, I'm like, oh, I can't believe we eat. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, they're...
You've been desensitized.
They're bred to be eaten.
Okay.
It's... Whereas I feel like alligators... I mean, I don't... Do people eat crocodiles? Because you only hear of gator meat.
Right.
Anyways. But I feel like they're not bred to be eaten.
I think in the South, they are some... Well, in some places, yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, no, you're probably right, but still, mm-hmm. I don't think it ain't cool.
It doesn't jive with your worldview.
No.
Okay.
Save them all. And I like whales. Do you remember, what was that show that was about saving the whales?
Oh, with the Sea Shepherd?
Sea Shepherds, I think that's what it was called.
I read an article on the BBC News that they are not sending the Sea Shepherd down to the Antarctic this year.
Oh.
For whatever reason. So
that's too bad.
Yeah, the Japanese ships are going to...
They're going to get down there.
Going to get down there and not have any issues. Well, so...
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Sea Shepherd is all vegan?
Oh.
No matter what?
I mean, it makes sense for what they are.
What they're doing. And it's probably just like easier and they don't, you know, not have to worry about meat and dairy spoiling. But still, yeah, it's vegan. It's a vegan ship.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. No, I didn't know that. But it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know. I will say that I don't know.
I don't know. I guess
I don't care, you know, the fate of animals. Fuck them.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's horrible. Did you? No, I'm not even gonna bring this up because it's sad and it's mean and it's horrible. It has to do with the flooding, the hurricane.
Oh. Just bad things happening to animals.
People are doing bad things to animals in the flood.
Well, don't do bad things to animals.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, animals are, they feel pain too.
That's right, they do.
So.
And yeah, so whatever. There's that.
Yeah. What, do we have anything else to add?
No, you wanted me to talk about things that I feel passionate about, that I give fucks about, but we're not going to get into that.
Really? Is that going to take too long? Or?
Yeah. And that's things that you don't agree with.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, that makes me want to talk about it more. Can we have a short conversation on it?
I suppose, but it's going to be like really random because there's only like a few things that I give fucks about. It really, I can't explain why.
Yeah. Well, what's, just give me like three things. Can you give me three things?
I feel that the specific order of a family should be marriage, then kids, not kids, then marriage.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
All right.
I know a lot of people that decide to have kids and then they're like, I mean, they like, are like, let's conceive a child.
Yeah, they plan on it.
Yeah, but they're not married.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Okay.
I feel like that should, you're going out of order. There's an order to things.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yep.
And then,
I guess I don't feel that way about people that don't plan the pregnancy.
Okay.
But I feel like if you're planning on having a family, why aren't you making it legal?
Okay.
I feel like the people that plan to have a family and they don't marry are trying to work the system somehow.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Maybe that's what... It's
cheating.
I think they're cheating the system. It feels
like cheating. Okay. All right. What's the second thing?
I don't know. I feel really put on the spot here.
Yeah. Feel like on the spot with Teddy G.
Oh, my God. He would just come up... He would just come up with things for me.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And he'd say it, and I'd be like, yeah, that was it. And he'd go on for like 25 minutes talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are there things that you really give fucks about?
There are. I'll just give you one, I guess, since you gave me one. So typically, you know, I don't care. Generally, I don't care if you just have certain beliefs or whatever about the world. I'm pretty tolerant. But people, I think it is foolish when people do not believe in evolution. Because, I don't know, that flies in the face of evidence. But then again, there's a lot of stuff that really, I think, requires evidence in our lives that people just kind of ignore. I don't know. I don't want to go into more than that. But evolution is real, man. It's real.
It's real.
It happened.
It fucking happened. I guess that's another thing I give fucks about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind if someone has a religion and they practice it. That's cool. More power to you. But do not try to convert me.
Word.
I'm
with
you. Do not.
I'm with you.
Like, I mean, like, it's cool. Yeah. I'll be your friend. It's just, I'm not. Don't invite me to your church.
Yeah.
Don't try to tell me.
Yeah. Don't proselytize to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I give lots of fucks about that.
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Okay. Well, we're definitely out of time.
Wow. And what the fuck? Is that how we're ending this?
Oh, no. We should probably have a joke. Do you have any cat jokes?
No.
No? Do you have any jokes? You can find one. All right. I'll give you a second to think, to ponder it. I'm just going to mention to you guys out there. So recently we went to Raven Johnson's art show. You should buy his artwork. Chris Warkowski, The Hovel. You should check it out. Simply Photo. You should check out the Alakazam, our friends Alakazam. We did a dual podcast a while back. We should try and make them do a reunion podcast. What other podcasts? Weirdos is going to end soon because Max is leaving. But do still listen to Sock Monkey Sound. And On the Spot with Teddy G. Ted Grunet, our good friend. Previously mentioned this episode of After We Take Out the Garbage. Which we should probably change to After We Take In the Garbage because that's a more apt title. You got one?
No. They're all like story.
You want to like just a straight to the point.
I want a question joke.
Yeah.
These are not joke. The internet's stupid.
Yeah. Who made the internet? Al Gore. Ugh. That was a weird taste. Gore, how dare you? Make some more cat jokes.
The internet is not a good place to find jokes.
It's the only place. Are you still hot?
How many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
I'm Brazilian.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Just you, me, sometimes.